Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We all wonder about this in terms of the kids and protecting them from some of the harsh realities out there. Australia has just passed a sweeping new legislation under the Online Safety Amendment, which is the Social Media Minimum Age Act of 2024. From December the 10th, 2025, the most major social media platforms will ban account access for anyone under the age of 16. So, Mukund, thank God you've just made it. You'll be able to be on Instagram again. It's being pitched as a world-first effort to protect the youth from cyberbullying, from addictive algorithms, from misinformation, and other risks online. The problem is that kids are more tech-savvy and creative often than we are. So we wanted to speak to an expert on this to try and understand what is likely to follow from this. We are joined this morning once again by Dr. Wei Tse Lung from the Academy for Computer Science and Software Engineering. A very good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. I'm so conflicted about this because part of me feels we're wasting our time because they'll find a way around it. So let's rather spend our time educating them. And other parts of me says, you know, it's a great idea because at least parents can say, sorry, guys, you know, you're under 16. You're not able to have a social media account and I'm making sure. Give us an outline of what this new legislation looks like in Australia.
Good morning, Howard, and to your listeners. So, effectively, the Australian government has told about 10 of the largest social media networks that are out there that they have to deregister as of this morning in Australia. Any users that they have on their system that are 16 and younger, and the idea, as you say, is that they were very worried that the users didn't know how to navigate social media properly, so they were subject to cyberbullying, all sorts of manipulation. And it's obviously Australia is the first country to do it. I know there are a number of countries that are watching how this unfolds, and if Australia turns out to be successful, I think a few other countries are going to follow suit as well, because I think you also picked up as you said, you know, online. Never mind 16 and younger; there are adults who fall prey to all sorts of scams and cyberbullying. One of the bigger worries that has arisen in these last few years is this whole idea of body dysmorphia. So you watch on TikTok or Instagram, and then you see all these people go, oh, look, I gym and it's all natural, and look how big I am, you know, big and muscly I am. And then kids see it and they go, well, I tried and I'm not getting this. So obviously I must use steroids, and steroids is a huge issue across the world these days, among young children.
What about the fact that I don't know if they can use VPNs to get around it? They could use there are ways in which these kids are going to get around it. Is that a concern?
Well, yes. I think it's a big concern for the companies themselves. You see, the way the legislation is written is they're saying it's not going to be the children's problem. If children are able to navigate their way around it and try and trick you, then that's a failing on the tech company's side. So you'll notice that the law is written in such a way that says that the social media companies are not allowed to have children 16 or younger create accounts or be online. And if they do and they find out, then they are the ones that get fined. It doesn't say, hey, you're a 15-year-old and you got caught, we are going to fine you. So it's not a user problem. It is more the company problem.
Right, so they'll be held liable for it. Is there an alternative for kids? Because obviously, they want some form of interaction, some form of social media.
Yeah, so the whole idea is the Australian government basically says go read a book, find a real hobby, go outside and touch grass pretty much, and meet real people. I also agree with you that there are implications that I don't love entirely, because there are certain communities who find their people, so to speak, online because they can't find it in real life. But I suppose the Australian government weighed both sides and said, well, this is the lesser of both evils. So we're going to just do an outright ban because it's easier that way. Because you can't go, oh, no, but you see, you are you're an individual who's maligned and you are allowed to go online. You know, that's when the minute the law gets a little bit slippery slope, it becomes much harder to enforce.
What about the fact, one of the concerns raised is that banning kids under 16 might push them to unregulated or so-called underground platforms, where it's actually even more difficult to monitor and to protect them?
Yeah, so I do feel that at the end of the day, it boils down to the families. The families do, the parents, as you say, the parents can't use this as an easy, my ticket out, I don't have to be responsible. I think parents or guardians have to play an active role in policing and regulating what their children see. If children go, I can't speak to my parents about this, then that is a failing on the parent's side, you know. They've got to be able to create an environment that says, listen, if there's issues, you need to be able to talk to us. And if not, create the space that says, okay, well, you can talk to another individual, maybe an older cousin, who might be able to give you that guidance that you need. Because it's this lack of, and people just taking their hands off and say, oh, you know, it's technology's problem. That's very irresponsible, in my opinion.
Can we expect this to be imported to South Africa and to other parts of the world?
Well, I suppose it depends on whether there's a Minister of Parliament who feels very strongly. I did say that other parts of the world are looking very, very closely, because they too have noticed this is a concern. There have been cases of young children being exploited or being subject to horrific stories that because they were on social media or their brains get wired differently. You know that with AI has been rewiring our brains so that we are, studies have shown that we are thinking less critically as a result. So you can imagine how years of social exposure to social media where the algorithm feeds you what you want to see. It reinforces possibly negative viewpoints, and when you are young, that's going to cause a problem. And I remember that the Australian government did say that about in excess of 80% of its 8 to 15 age users are on social media. Why are these kids, why are so many of them on social media? And well, I don't have a problem with that, but how much time of it are they spending there? Exposing themselves to these risks.
Absolutely, and what are they seeing? What are they being exposed to? Parents might be trying to protect them and help them live in a world that is appropriate for them, but in the meantime, they pick up their phones and they're seeing things that aren't. It's going to be interesting to see what happens globally, how well this is received. I see a message again from Leslie, who lives in Australia, says, I think that the under 16 thing is absolutely fantastic. It helps with peer pressure. And I would imagine that it does, because it gives legitimacy to saying, you know, it's illegal, you're not going on social media, because we respect the law of the country, and that's just as simple as that. Whether the kids adhere to that is something that we're going to have to see. That is where we leave it. I'd love your thoughts on it. Do you think that this is a good idea? Would you support that ban if it came to it in South Africa? It really, yes or no? Do you support a legislation that stops kids under the age of 16 being on social media?